So those are two, I think, very important suttas that give a sense of the nature of Nibbana and the process, and the kind of interdependence, of course, of the, or that sense of the, say these five khandhas being conjoined and not disjoined. They are functioning together, and they are both bringing into being consciousness and consciousness relying on these, so that it's all enmeshed together. And but then the aspects of and this is also where there's a similar sutta, and I didn't look it up. I can't remember. There's a sutta somewhere where the Buddha gives the image of also sort of seed and water and the and it's but it's like based on the ignorance, craving, and kamma as the nutriment for the whole process of the regeneration of, yeah.
Is common soil, seed, consciousness, and water the craving?
Okay. Kamma is the field. Yeah. So that so that's another kind of something that's supportive of that. And then this sense of the consciousness being unestablished. So that unestablished doesn't mean sort of unmoored and floating somewhere, but it's more like, because it's unestablished, then it's not engaging in that process of continual rebirth. I mean, moment to moment engagement with the process of becoming, and that is a and there's a whole chapter in this wonderful book. on unsupported and unsupportive consciousness, and that's a and also maybe the this sense of what is called consciousness is unestablished. Then it's like a tadapatitang. So it's like not standing on anything, which is and I'll also it ties in with another kind of concept of the say vijnana anidasana, which is say consciousness without feature. There's Ajahn Amaro translated as consciousness without feature. Bhikkhu Bodhi translates that as a consciousness that makes no showing. Morris Walsh translates it as consciousness that is signless. Bhikkhunyanananda translated as a consciousness which is non-manifestative. So this vijnana anidasana, and that's a bit more well known as an idiom, and it comes up a couple places in the suttas. Majjhima 49, questions from the Brahma Bhaka. And then in Diga 11, in the Kevada Sutta, and what the Sutta, what the Brahma didn't know. But anyway, there's a Sutta, Majjhima 22, a sutta, and 36 words, like the paragraph 36. Bhikkhus, when the gods with Indra, with Brahma, with Prajapati seek a bhikkhu who is thus liberated in mind, they do not find anything of which they could say, the consciousness of one thus gone is supported by this. Why is that? One thus gone is untraceable here and now.